Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MacWeldon.com.
Let's roll the clock back to April of 2022. After nearly a year behind bars, Barry Morphew, once charged with murdering his missing wife, Suzanne, walked free. Kind of a big deal to happen to someone who's been charged with the murder of their spouse. Today, what happened, what it means, and what's next for Barry Morphew now that he's been recharged. We're going to take a big look at what life was like from 2022 to 2025. What was he up to after he skirted on murder charges when a lot of people thought this was going down? And
can you imagine, though? Can you imagine what this guy was feeling? He's in there. He gets let out.
Yeah.
He's walking around going, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, he's subscribing to things on Amazon thinking he's going to be there to accept those deliveries. You know, he's got like Kleenex coming every 6 to 8 weeks or whatever, you know,
and then
boom, he's back in jail again.
I mean, they dismissed it without prejudice, meaning that it could come back. So he knew damn well that they could come back at some point, and they had not found the body yet. He knew they were going to keep looking for the body. They found the body, and then that's how they got the bam, the dart tranquilizer juice that they found in her bones, that he happened to be the only person who had access to that or owned it at some point in time, allegedly. I do wonder, I mean, because if you got to look at it from both perspectives, if you did it, I think you're sitting there just waiting for them to find something and come back at you, because they really did want to go at you. If you didn't do it, I would be just as paranoid. I'd be like, they really want to get me. They're going to try and find something to get me with. I think I'd be just as paranoid either way, quite honestly.
It'd be a hard way to live. Always looking over your shoulder. Every time you ordered a pizza and the doorbell rang, it'd be like, is that the pizza? Is it the feds? You know, who is it?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, well, the easy way to not live in that sort of hell is just don't do horrible things that the feds would need to have to come after you for. Then you don't have to ever be in that that sort of state unless you're falsely accused. Where?
Right.
You know, he is innocent until proven guilty. So the prosecution did drop the case initially, not out of mercy or newfound belief in his innocence, but because the judge barred several key witnesses due to prosecutorial screw-ups. discovery violations, forensic omissions, and conveniently timed lack of transparency. So it really wasn't fair. In fact, the prosecutor ended up being disbarred. Whole career just ruined because of not handling this case correctly. And it's not like a case where there's lack of a ton of evidence here. I mean, you just got to do your job on the up and up, and hopefully the truth rises to the top. So Barry, who'd been facing that first-degree murder charge for allegedly killing Suzanne Morphew on Mother's Day of 2020, he suddenly found himself untethered from GPS monitors and ankle shackles. But instead of a small-town redemption and basking in it, Barry packed up and kind of vanished, moved 600 miles away to Cave Creek, Arizona, a place so dusty and detached it practically begs for anonymity. He lived in a trailer, avoided using his real name, and told folks at the local saloon to call him Bruce.
Or, oh, God.
Yeah, or Lee, depending on who you ask.
Shut up. No, that's not funny. Are you serious? Like Bruce Lee? Stop it.
That's the allegations. So, Barry Morphew or Bruce or Lee,
Bruce,
depending on the day.
Bruce!
Who might have begged the public for Suzanne's safe return is now couldn't be found in a Google search. In Arizona, Barry played the part of nondescript handyman. No contractor license, no fancy landscaping trucks, just quiet work and cold beer. He'd chat up women at the local honky-tonk, flirt with strangers, and steer every conversation as far away from Colorado as possible, allegedly. One woman recognized him mid-two-step. Yes. And called
him
out.
Shut up. They're out there doing the honky-tonk, and she's like, oh, my God, I know who you are.
Apparently one said, hey, you're Barry Morphew. His reply, nope, wrong guy. I'm Lee from Indiana. Fast forward to September of 2023, Suzanne's remains are found by accident. Not really by accident. They found them in a remote patch of land called the Boneyard. That's not a euphemism. That's the actual name. Her bones were scattered. Her body likely moved after death. And just like that, Barry was back on the radar. In June of 25 now, just not that long ago, a grand jury indicted him again. First-degree murder, the smoking gun, the toxicology test, and Suzanne's bones, trying a tranquilizer cocktail used for deer. The kind Barry just happened to be the only private citizen in the area, the legal access to BAM. It's not just, a vet med. Deep cut. It's a very forensic bullseye, very specific drugs that I'm never going to say the names of correctly. So I'm not going to attempt to.
Yeah. The dextromethine, I think, is one of them. And it's hard to, is it dextromethine or something?
No,
yeah. We used to call it dex in the vet field because we would never pronounce it.
It's not that. Brufenol, azaprone, and metomidine. Why the hell do they name
that? What was the name of the cocktail? It's three letters.
Bam.
Bam.
That's the one you didn't remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I was steeped in this stuff for 7-8 years. We didn't use all of those drugs. That's not right.
Well,
veterinary hospital. There we go. But ace promazine, I think, was one of them. I don't know that for sure. Let's see. There's one I could never pronounce. We always just called it Dex. Drug combination. I need to find this. Butorphanol. Butorphanol was used. It's an opioid, so it's used for pain. So if you're going to do a surgical procedure and you're sedating or putting them under anesthesia, you'll give them butorphanol.
How kind.
Yeah, but it does.
I'm saying in the dark.
It's a class 4 controlled substance.
Yeah.
And it is about 4 to 7 times this powerful as morphine. So it's good for pain control. Metadomidine. See, that's the one I can never pronounce. We had dexmedetomidine. I think I'm pronouncing it right. But like I said, we always called it dex because we didn't want to pronounce the last of it. The other one, I don't know what that is. Azaparone. I've never used that. I think it's used for tranquilizing and sedation.
And in green Skittles.
I never used it. But this is a very powerful cocktail. If you want somebody out, that's how you do it.
He was picked up while working in a landscaping gig in Goodyear, Arizona. It wasn't a high-speed chase. There's no drama, just quiet handcuffs, extradition, and a smile blown to his daughter in court. So what does all of this mean now?
Can I bring up something?
Yeah.
He's got kids. She had kids. What day was she?
These are their kids.
Yeah, these are their kids.
Yeah.
But what day was she snuffed out on? Mother's Day, allegedly.
Yeah.
Ouch. I think that drives it home even further. It's just disregard for her as a mother, as a human, as you know, the parent of these children. These children don't have their mother. And now every Mother's Day, it's not just that we don't have our mom, but she was killed on that day.
It's almost an F you to his daughters in a way, too.
Yeah.
If he did it. I mean, and it's an interesting point you make because, and I don't know what the hell's wrong with this guy, but I'll just make the point. Narcissists and borderlines like to strike on holidays, or they like to strike on any day or anything that's special to someone else. Those are days that they like to, and I'm not saying kill necessarily, but they like to strike in terms of making it horrible. Make some chaos, some sort of, you know, event will happen that's manufactured, made up, or created, or caused by the borderline or the narcissist. And that will take the attention away from whatever someone else's joy is over here. I watched it happen for 10 years.
Well, and Hallmark, finally, puts it on the calendar.
Like, finally, it was like, oh, holy shit, that's what's happening here. And it was like clockwork.
It's disrespectful to destroy somebody's holidays.
They don't care about respect.
No.
They care about them. And that's why they do it. And days like that, especially, they don't like because it takes attention off of them. And they want the attention. So let's bring it back. Reel it in. So this isn't just a story about one man's relocation. It's a case study in post-indictment image laundering. Barry didn't just move towns. He vanished in plain sight using aliases, dodging questions, dodging accountability. It wasn't just about starting over. It was about evading the orbit of suspicion that still clung to him like pine sap. And yet he wasn't entirely idle. He filed a $15 million lawsuit against the original prosecutors, which I thought was kind of a ballsy move, considering lawsuits do require discovery at some point in time. And if you really have nothing to hide, then I guess, do the lawsuit. That's a big assumption, I think, that it was going to settle. His allegation was that they railroaded him. His daughters, loyal to a fault, appeared beside him on Good Morning America, insinuating and insisting he was a victim of tunnel vision and law enforcement bias. It was emotional, it was well-produced and meant to recalibrate the narrative, not as a grieving husband, but as a wronged man. But here's the thing. Time doesn't bury bones forever. Suzanne's remains told a different story, a story where her body wasn't just dumped once, but likely moved, at least twice, where a deer tranquilizer, typically used by wildlife officers, ended up in her bloodstream, and where the man that had access to that tranquilizer had once told cops he used it on chipmunks. Yes, chipmunks. Why are you tranquilizing chipmunks? That would kill the chipmunk, without
a doubt. Yes, I think it would. Are people so against chipmunks? I know they can be destructive, but... I think he was a sheriff's deputy, a friend of mine. He now lives in Florida, but he had like high-powered rifles. I mean, he was a very good shot, but he would just pick them off. Like, you know, going to drink my coffee and then I'm going to go, you know,
blow
kill
up
some
chipmunks.
Chippies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're really cute little animals. I mean, there's some areas, you know, if you're in a wooded area, they can be very much a nuisance. They can get into things. They can cause a lot of chaos and a lot of havoc. The thing
smoking cats. Something just crashed in the living room now. And
you're making the choice to have the cat. You're not making the choice to have the chipmunks get into your soffits and into your, I mean, there's a lot of things they can do. I wouldn't want to kill them, but, and here's the thing. I mean, they breed like cats too. So you get rid of one, you're just going to get more. I mean, it's a never ending battle with the chipmunks.
So are you siding with him that they're a nuisance and need to be tranked?
I wouldn't trank a chipmunk. I would use a BB gun if I needed to.
Oh God!
Remove it.
Oh, okay, okay. No.
But I'm not removing chipmunks. But I'm saying there's not really a humane, unless you're going to trap them. But I don't know.
A lot of work.
That's a lot of work. I mean, there's really no humane way of getting a chipmunk. I mean, because they're so tiny. You shoot a dart into a chipmunk, it's going to die.
Most likely.
I mean, there's just no, I mean, so what's the point? I mean, that's why his story makes no sense. You're not going to trank chipmunks. You're just not. There's no reason you would kill it with the dart. So it doesn't
give it a little roofie.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, if that dart was enough to kill your wife, you're going to annihilate the chipmunk. So that's why it doesn't make sense. I'm not pro go shoot chipmunks. I'm just saying, you know, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I'll fight you in the parking lot next time I see you. Leave him alone, Tony.
When I was a child, my dad did not like the chipmunks in the yard. And there was a chipmunk Gestapo that went out there.
La, 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 not listening.
Yep. In a bizarre twist of irony, the 2023 discovery of Suzanne's remains undermined every effort Barry had made to cast himself as wrongfully accused. Instead of, it offered prosecutors what they lacked in 2021, a body, a toxicology report, and a circumstantial tapestry that suddenly made sense. The tranquilizer dart cap found in the dryer, no longer a red herring. The suspicious movements on Barry's phone and truck, GPS during the night Suzanne vanished, now pointing straight at foul play. It also meant the entire house of cards built on no body, no murder, collapsed. Prosecutors had a cause of death, homicide by unspecified means, a motive, a deteriorating marriage, alleged affairs, surveillance, and a bizarre post-death cover-up involving alias-driven relocation and low-profile vanishing acts. So what's next for Barry? Well, he's back in Colorado, held on $3 million cash-only bond. So if you got $3 million, you can bond him out, and he'll probably tell you more. It's not the same county as before, though. This time, it's another county. Skowaji County, and I'm probably saying that wrong because that's where Suzanne's remains were found. The prosecution is in new hands too. 12th Judicial District DA Ann Kelly is calling the shots now, assisted by bigger DA offices to beef up their resources. The legal path forward, well, Barry waived extradition and his first court appearance. It's happened in July. He waved to his daughters. He smiled. Like this was a family reunion and not the opening act of a potential life sentence. Big smile on his face. The next court date set for September, where things start to get real. There's no need for a preliminary hearing. The grand jury already greenlit the case. The defense is leaning into its usual strategy. Say it's circumstantial. Say it's a vendetta. Point to that old DNA from the SUV that didn't match Barry. The prosecutors are ahead of it. That DNA, traced to unrelated cases, excluded. They're already anticipating red herrings. What about the civil suit? Barry filed for $15 million? That's on ice, because no one's cutting settlement checks to a guy facing murder charges again. And let's be honest, juries don't love people who hide behind fake names and get caught slipping beer as Lee the skeleton is rotting in the boneyard. So what's next? Trial prep. Expert witnesses, more headlines, and for Barry, probably no more beers at the Cave Creek Corral. So that's the latest on Mr. Morphew. He looks pretty confident in court. I saw his picture. He has the, it was like a Where's Waldo jumpsuit.
What a weird, weird story. It's sad for the kids who are, you know, just collateral damage in all of this. Again, you don't want to be with your spouse. Don't be with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Do I have to get on this soapbox yet
again?
No,
you don't. You really don't.
I know. But I'm serious. You don't have to kill them. You can walk away. I get it. You're going to lose half your shit. That's life. You're going to lose all your shit if you kill your spouse. All of it. So do some math. Either half or zero. Figure it out.
It's kind of the whole don't do stupid shit as kind of the ethos to live by. Don't do stupid shit. I think of don't say stupid shit. The newer version of Vacation, which is now 10 years old or more. There's a great line where the younger kid is beating up on the older kid and is, "Don't say stupid shit."
That resonated with you, did it?
Yeah, it's like what I think of. Because that's what I think of all the time with everything. It's like, there's so much stupidity in our world. And it's just baffling.
Well, sometimes I feel like stupid people do stupid things. It's just...
Well, that's kind of what they do. That's the ethos of a stupid... You feel like sometimes stupid people do stupid things. They always do stupid things if they're stupid people.
Yeah, and sometimes smart people do stupid things, but people always do stupid things.
That is true. I agree with that.
Just tragic. And not really well thought out. There are other ways to snuff somebody out, but to do something that is so specific... And trackable, because this was a very controlled substance. So there's a lot of people who knew that he had this. This wasn't like spiking somebody's Tylenol. No. You're not going to be able to track it. This is very specific. Well, there's logs that were kept when this was shipped.
What's funny to me is how he can be ahead of some things and not others. And they're all like, well, and ahead is, I guess, in the eye of the beholder, too, because he thought putting his phone in airplane mode would make a lot of sense. And then literally disabling his car's GPS, which I don't even know how you do. But there must be some way to do that. He did those things, which look more suspicious than not.
Yeah.
But it's like... And there's ways of doing that and not getting caught.
Yeah, go rent a car.
Well, don't even do... if you're going to, if you don't want your GPS catching you on your car, then disable it a long time before you're going to start that crime.
Don't do it 5 minutes before you commit the crime, Brian Koberger.
And then re-enable it afterwards. Like, just, I didn't know it wasn't working. I just thought it was broken. There you go. Or how about this? Get a car that doesn't have GPS on it. Those still do exist.
Yeah, there's enough old beaters out there.
And you're putting your phone in airplane mode? How about leave your phone at home? Do you really need it? Do you need that device with you while you're out committing the murder?
Well, now we're just giving tips.
I know. I feel like I could, after watching and hearing so many of these cases, it's just like, there's... really stupid mistakes that are being made here if they just thought this out a little bit.
Maybe people don't watch SCI, obviously.
That's why I'm not a murderer, and they are.
Or CSI, excuse me.
Yeah. It's scary when the people who do think that far ahead are the murderers, but they seem to be few and far between. At least the ones that we hear of. And you know probably why? Because they're the ones that don't get caught.
Yeah.
There's a few that do that are on the smart scale, and it just happened to be that somehow they got caught. But 50% or more of all murders are not caught?
Yeah, it's frightening.
So that's probably why, because there's people out there that do think ahead, and they thought those things through. You're just getting the dumb ones at the end of the day. And the ones that fascinate us, I think, the most are the smart ones that... are being caught because it's like, how did you screw that up? And I think they're probably thinking the same thing too. But
yeah, I think you're right.
There you go. The latest on Barry Morphew. We'll keep you up to date. Let us know what your thoughts are in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not there already, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you'll find us there. And hit subscribe on the podcast platform, wherever, whatever channel you're on, so you don't miss any of our coverage. I'm out the rest of the week. And if you want Murder in the Morning, you have to get it on the podcast platform because there won't be video of it for the next few days. But the audio podcast will certainly be there. And it's you and it's Carol, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We love teaming up. We waste so much time, Tony. We probably gab for like an hour before we go, you know, we should probably record. I got to be somewhere in a half hour, you know, that kind of thing.
That's usually my convert. That's usually how it goes with me and her, too.
So, good to know. Yes. I adore her. She is amazing. We have a great time. Yeah. You can tell that we're two former morning show people. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. We don't have that chemistry because we're not together all the time. So sometimes we're kind of stomping on each other a little bit. But it's we have a great time.
Yeah. So you guys for the rest of the week. And I'll be back next week. I'm going to go to South Carolina and wander around Charleston to Savannah areas. So if you're down there and you see me, say hi. I'll go, "Who are you? Get away from me." And I'll be very fearful. So anyway, that's where I'll be. All right. Until next time, we'll talk again real soon.
Craving non-stop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey.